Penguin Random House Audio presents The Queen's Accomplice by Susan Elia McNeil. Read for you by Susan Duoden. Little girls, this seems to say, never stop upon your way. Never trust a stranger friend. No one knows how it will end. Charles Perrault, Little Red Riding Hood. As a warning to female virtue, this monument is erected over the remains of Mary Ashford, a young woman, chaste as she was beautiful, who, in the 20th year of her age, having incautiously repaired to a scene of amusement without proper protection, was brutally violated and murdered on the 27th of May, 1817, in the parish of Aston. Proposed epitaph from a moral review of the conduct and case of Mary Ashford. The historian can peg the point where a society begins its sharpest decline at the instant when women begin to take part on an equal footing with men. Adolf Hitler, Mein Kampf. Prologue. The winds were changing. They were blowing in from the east now, Vera Baines noted, from the East End. Even though the air raids had stopped for the moment in London, as Hitler turned his attentions toward Russia, the docks, railroads and factories were still burning. Through her open bedroom window, she could smell cold wind scented with smoke and destruction. She watched as it ruffled the bare black branches of the trees of Regent's Park, rustling dead ivy. Since the war had begun, the park had become a desolate expanse of meandering walkways, overgrown shrubbery and long air raid trenches, an ideal location for crime.